Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Wednesday of the 49th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we continue our study of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 124. Question 124. What is the third petition? Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That is, grant that we and all men renounce our own will, and without gainsaying obey your will, which alone is good, so that everyone may fulfill his office and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. In confessing that, as we pray for the will of God to be done on earth, we are praying that God grant us to renounce our own will and be obedient to his will, we do so recognizing that God's will alone is that which is good. None other can compare. Not the greatest men in history, not the greatest of sages revered by millions, not our own will, not the will of anyone we know. Only the will of God is good. As we read in our last meditation from Romans chapter 12, the will of God is good and acceptable and perfect. For God himself is good and perfect. But too often what happens is that we think we know better. We don't stop to consider that God's will alone is good, and even if we don't understand what he is doing, or think he is doing it on a timetable we would prefer, we can trust that God is working his will out in and for his people perfectly. Abraham had this same problem. God had approached him in Genesis 15 and had promised that he and his wife would bear a son who would be the seed of promise, the heir of all the covenant blessings God had promised to Abraham himself when he brought him from Ur into Palestine. But God did not tell Abraham the timing. And so in Genesis 16, with Sarah still barren, Abraham and his wife concocted a plan. They would help the will of God by using Hagar, Sarah's servant. And so they did, and thus was Ishmael born. And in Genesis 17, verse 18, Abraham presented Ishmael to God as the heir, as the answer to God's prayer, as the seed of promise, the one who would be the child of promise. And God rejected Ishmael, for that had not been his will. Isaac would be the heir, and God would open Sarah's womb in his time, so that his good and perfect will might be done. As David learned and then sang in 2 Samuel 22, verse 31, this God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. In singing this, he was echoing the song of Moses, sung in Deuteronomy 32, verse 4. The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he. Even Nebuchadnezzar, the pagan king of Babylon, realize the truth that God's will is good. Daniel 4, verse 37, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are right and his ways are just, and those who walk in pride he is able to humble. Rather than walk in pride, gainsaying the will of God, or seeking to further his will by our own means, or in our own time, may we confess with Nebuchadnezzar, with David, with Moses, with Abraham, with Paul, and with all the saints, that the will of God is good and acceptable and perfect. And in confessing this truth, may we find it take root in our hearts, that we might seek to do his will above all, that we might renounce our own will in favor of his, that we might trust in him, even when we don't understand, even when we find him taking his time, even when we don't agree, that we might trust in our God and ever pray that his will be done on earth, that his will be done in us. For it is only the good will of God being done that can bring men to salvation, give grace to the humble, bring comfort to the mourner, lift up the downtrodden. It is only the good will of God being done that can further his kingdom as his promises are made yes and amen in Christ Jesus our Lord. Our God His work is perfect. His way is right. His will alone is good. That as we submit to it and to him in grateful obedience, we might give him all the glory. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.